Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Growing a Deeply Rooted Business podcast. I am Jess, your ops and system expert. I am here with Rachel, who is our marketing architect, ecosystem gardener.
The gardener. Yeah.
I'm really the gardener part. Today, we're going to be talking about a topic that I'm deeply passionate in, is how to create more flexibility in your schedule. Freedom and flexibility can be one of the biggest benefits of working for yourself as a small business owner. But if you're anything like me, you probably learn pretty quickly that it is something that is not guaranteed. So in this episode, we're going to be talking about some proactive ways that you can protect your flexibility so that you can enjoy, we're coming up on summer really soon, so you can enjoy all that the summer season has to offer if that's something you're into. Maybe not everyone is excited about summer as me, but I know my business definitely shifts a lot in the summer. So we're going to be talking about just some things that you can proactively do to protect that peace. But first, it is happy Swiftmas. Episodes a couple of weeks in advance, and we're coming off of the launch of the Tortured Poets Department last night. So we are a bit sleepy from listening last night.
Speaking of like flexibility, though, because I structure my week and my business in a way that like Fridays do not require a lot of brain power from me. So last night when I was listening, I was like, I can listen to this. I have no guilt, no shame that I'm going to be tired tomorrow because of the way that I've structured my business. But I'm pretty obsessed with the album so far. I think it is so good. What is your favorite song been so far?
Oh, I can't even remember what it's called. Oh, I'm Gonna Get You Back. I really like I think it's I'm Gonna Get You Back or something, because she plays, I'm either gonna get you back relationship or I'm gonna get you back, like, stab you in the heart, get you back. I really love that play on it. I don't know if that's from the anthology, because I did listen to a whole lot of the 30 or the original one, but I really liked a lot of them. A lot of them like hit. I was like, oh, your girl was in an anxious, avoidant attachment relationship, because I was in one of those for a really long time.
Anybody with like a narcissist story can totally listen to this like album and be like, damn.
Yes, for sure. Yeah. But same. I was so happy that, like, I was just telling Rachel, I let my kids, they had a half day anyway, because I ran a fair at their school. Stay home from school. Me and my oldest got to listen to it together. It was such a special moment. And as someone who in my corporate career had zero flexibility and feels like I missed out on so many moments with her growing up, it was just, my heart was like exploding last night that I actually got to stay up late. And it was okay for me to not have to be anywhere very certain. And that's all comes, that just doesn't happen in your business. That's something you have to intentionally create. I don't schedule calls on Friday. Rachel just talked about how she intentionally structures her work week the same way. And even though there may be some things we have to do over the weekend, I'm definitely planning on working on the weekend. There's nothing that has to get done absolutely today. And that was by design. So in this episode, we're going to talk about how we did that in our business and other tactics that we plan to implement going forward so that we can create even more flexibility in the summer.
Yeah, I know. Summers, I think, are one of those things that it could either really impact a business if you don't have systems in place, because so many structured businesses tend to take time off. They tend to go a little quiet. And if you don't have those systems, you could almost be feeling one from a sales perspective of trying to fill the gaps and shout into the void while everybody else is having fun and enjoying their time off. Or two, on a productivity and like efficiency side of things, if you don't have that space or those systems in place, really missing out and burning out in this time where if you just trusted your systems a little bit more, you could enjoy that work-life balance that summer, I think, is like what screams. And I know that you have like, you have kids that are going to affect your schedule and you have to make those adjustments as well. And I'm sure a lot of our listeners do too. So from all aspects of it, it's just so important to really emphasize prioritizing the balance of all things, especially in the summer too.
Yeah. And I think that leads us right into our first point is proactively planning and scheduling. Really the key to enjoying summer and knowing that you're still going to have the revenue to sustain your business is proactive planning. So we're going to dive into a couple of strategies that are going to keep your schedule flexible, but also keep your revenue going. And one of those first things is what Rachel talked about. Like a lot of business owners may be taking it off in the summer and may not be looking to invest in the summer. So I think now is the time to be proactively front loading your sales and moving into those push periods that Rachel likes to call.
Yeah. And especially if everybody's Q1 was a representation of what we had, where not a lot of people were making decisions. It was very summer-esque because there was a lot of holding and waiting kind of thing, like until things either slowed down or until some clarity came to the business. That's the same energy of summer too, where some people just take that step back from making any big decisions because they are prioritizing life elsewhere. So if you also had a very slow Q1, making sure that you are attacking like sales in the rest of April, I don't know when this is, it's probably gonna be in May, but in May and then in like early June to make sure that you can get contracts signed, get your retainers started. If you're launching, and I think this is gonna be such an interesting take from you of what have you seen from people launching in summer? Because my thing is like summer launches always are chaotic because you're doing a lot more to get the attention of people who are done with their phones. Like they don't want to be near it. They don't want to be reached out of office, like vacation vibes. Yeah, I think it's definitely one of those things that be proactive in your sales now.
I love that you use the word attacking because that really feels like what I am doing in my business right now. So like my content game is on point right now. I've been cranking out content. I have two, I think I'm up to 35 pitches out right now. So my goal is to get to 100 before summer because I don't want to have, that's something that takes up a lot of time. We'll talk about like editing out things of your schedule to make space in summer, but that's something that takes up a lot of time and I don't want to be doing that during summer. And it's probably going to fall on deaf ears during summer. So right now I am going after it and attacking the sale so that I can. And then as far as launching in summer goes, a lot of my clients work in like the wellness space. So I think going into summer, people are thinking more about their health and wellness because you're obviously like wearing less clothes and you want to be more active. So I do see my clients, like I was actually looking at sales trends for one of my clients' business last year. And I see like April and May really spiked up. And like they're able to fill their programs, even if it's a cohort going over summer, because a lot of times moms will have a little more, if that's like your client, they'll have a little more extra space in their summer schedule because they're not having to deal with a lot of activities or commuting to school. So it is a good time for them to do the activities, but it might not be a new time for them to sign up for something new. I don't know. Just in the wellness space, I see April and May launches being really successful. Once we get deeper into summer, where it's like that July and especially like August, and like early September, moms are so busy, if that's your client, and that's who a lot of my clients like sell to. They're so busy getting their kids ready for school that late July, August, and early September launches really don't do well. And we don't see that spike back up until like October, late September, October.
Yeah, I think that speaks so true to knowing your audience crystal clear and not taking advice from a lot of just like generalists in this space, general online business coaches and things like that, because Jess is completely right. I have a lot of clients in that nutrition dietitian space who one of the desires is feeling better, looking better, and that is directly correlated to the summer kind of energy, but it's pre-summer right into that phase. But then if you also have moms, we've done a lot of launches in the summer where the moms are from a time capacity, I just can't commit. I can't invest. I can't commit, like whatever that looks like. And so when you know your audience, you can be a little bit more proactive to what they want. From a business perspective side too, I think if your main like base is businesses, really understanding what are things that are impacting their business right now too. Are they not making any sales in summer? If not, they're probably not going to invest in you in a summer lot as well. So certain things like that, where it's just knowing the nuance of your niche and of your audience is so crucial to attacking sales and being proactive in that space, especially if we're about to approach a slow time like summer.
Yeah. So the second point when it comes to proactive planning, we talked about proactive planning your sales, and I think it's proactive planning your workload. I think Rachel and I both share where we work on like a very structured work week. We take calls on certain days. We have certain days where we're reserved for our business, certain days where we're reserved for client business. Like, it's not perfect, but we have those times blocked out. And I know as a mom, for me, like, that completely shifts and changes. Drop-off times change. The times where I can get like optimal work done change. I actually have a video about scheduling, like how I schedule out and like time block and create like this workload cadence on my YouTube. But basically, it's just being really proactive in what activities you want to prioritize for summer. Mm-hmm. So whether that be like your workouts and your self-care, but then also, when are you going to take calls? When are you going to work on your business? Is there any like things that you can give yourself permission to let go of just for summer? So for summer, like I said, I'm front loading pitching now, 100 pitches before summer, so that I don't have to pitch during summers. I'm giving myself permission to let that go. I see a lot of people that I follow also give themselves permission to either repurpose content.
Your hand behind you.
Yes. Speaking, we're just practicing for summer right now. So I follow lots of people who give themselves like permission to let go, take a break from their newsletter altogether, repurpose content for a podcast, you know, repurpose posts. So just giving yourself permission to not load a little bit, if that's something that you want and desire in your business.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, my schedule doesn't really shift other than my need and desire for just sitting in the sun all day long.
Also, so, if you're not a mom, you could maybe in the summer, you want to give yourself permission to take Fridays off or work shorter days or wake up early and start your work earlier so that you have the back half of your day to like schedule. Like, anything is possible. You just have to design it. One, design it first. And then two, clearly communicate it to your clients so that they know your boundaries and when you're going to be available for certain things.
Yeah, I know a lot of people that do summer hours where they give their entire teams either Monday off or Friday off. And it's wholeheartedly communicated and held as like embracing the flexibility that we experience as business owners that I think a lot of us tend to put off and be like, no, it's fine. But it's, we almost need those to be non-negotiables in business because it gives us the perks that we joined this space for. So I will definitely be doing summer Fridays. We need to figure out when we're going to record, but
yeah. No. And I think each person is going to be individual. My partner works on the weekends, so I do work a lot of the weekends, but so that I can take off the day that he's off. So it's just looking at your unique needs, what you need, and then designing a schedule that works for you. Because if not, you're going to just be reactively working probably all the time if you don't set those good working hour boundaries.
Yeah. Next is content creation. So especially in the summer, that does not mean that you need to be sacrificing producing your content, showing up and doing that. You can do it in a way that makes the most sense. Let's run through some creative ways of really maintaining what we're building towards. Jess is in a crazy content mode right now. And so when we want to maintain that energy, we don't want to just completely ghost our audience, our email lists, and all of that. What's the first way to maintain in this space?
So what I've actually been doing, what you have been seeing me be more consistent with my content, is actually a system that I'm working on building, which is I am starting to create a B-roll content bank. And I really love this idea because, one, I am the type of person that have days where I am like fully decked out, but I also have a lot of days where I call them my potato days, where I don't put makeup on. I'm wearing a lounge set and I don't want to show up on the internet. But right now I am intentionally, because I know that when my kids are home, I'm not going to be up. They're going to make fun of me if I'm trying to like record. It's just not going to be possible. And just to build up that bank. All this week, I have got dressed, put makeup on, and started recording myself at like different angles in my office. I bought like a new tripod off of Amazon. And I've been just creating a really organized content bank. So me working, nature, all of these different things that I can just pull out, put to a trending reel. And then paired with that, I have my Notion content system, which I have a way to easily add to a content bank of caption ideas as well. So then when I'm planning out my work week, I can really easily just match trending audio with the video, with the caption, and then with what I'm trying to promote at that time. And boom, like I can already see the ease that it's going to create. Yes, it's requiring a little more work of setting up and editing all of the little clips down to what I need and organizing them nice in my Google Drive. But I can see that this is going to create so much ease in my content going forward. So I'm super excited about that. It's amazing how much content you can just get in 1 week if you're really focused on it.
Yeah, it's funny you say that because we actually haven't talked about that, but that's one of my big efforts right now is getting B-roll, getting long form video that I can snip and cut up into pieces that make the most sense. And it really is part of that systemizing in understanding you can batch some stuff or you can prepare as much as possible to reduce the need to show up in a way that's, oh, I don't want to have to create content right now. But if you do it very systematically right now, you could even when you're at the pool or doing something summery, setting up a 7-second video. And this is something where I've challenged myself to do is like create something 7 to 30 seconds that I can take multiple clips out of, and boom, you have pieces of content right there. And so really being intentional and strategic about it so that you're not sitting there and waiting for inspiration to strike while you're trying to enjoy your summer break vacation and stuff.
Yeah, so much of that has to do with organization too, because I think I've had creating clips on my phone, but my phone is just like a hot mess of
same.
So what I did actually was create a Google Drive so I can specifically upload content that I want to use like for my business. And I have different folders. I have just working, I have hobbies, and then I have different hobby like folders because I have a lot of hobbies.
Right. I love it.
Walk the dogs, like anything that I want to feature as far as like my personal brand, I have a folder for it so that I can like drop that stuff in there. And I even went back through my phone and found the different seasons. So like fall, spring, whatever. A lot of this was motivated because I am bringing on a VA to help with some content repurposing. And I wanted her to have some stuff to work with. But I've been doing it because we don't officially onboard to the beginning of the month. Just myself. Another thing is if you have a lot of ideas, I am an ideas person. I have content ideas all the time. So if you have a lot of ideas, getting these content out of my head and into Notion is just so helpful. So I'm very excited about that. As far as like other ways to lighten your content load, I touched on some of them a little bit, but I talked about newsletters, letting them go specifically. But do you have any other recommendations being from like email marketing to lighten your load from an email marketing perspective?
Batching, I think, is something that if you don't want to reduce your frequency or your cadence, batching those emails. So simple. It can easily just be if you're doing every other week, or you can go and make a post or make a newsletter about like office like schedule or summer schedule. And you can say, I'm going from weekly newsletters to bi-weekly newsletters. Still going to be super valuable. Just being transparent. I've seen a lot of people that just get everything done at the beginning of June. And then they don't worry about it until the end of August. And it's one of those that like, there's no algorithm you're going to piss off. There's no issue. And that people still, and this is something that regardless of summer, winter, spring, people still check their emails pretty consistently. I know it's the first thing I do when I wake up, and it probably shouldn't be. Maybe it should be further down the list, but it currently is one of the first things that I do. And that's never changed regardless of season. So if you want to give yourself a break, you have all the permission in the entire world to pull back on newsletters. If you just want to like be proactive in it, I say batch them and schedule them and then don't even think about it anymore. It's a little of what your preference is, what you're energetically like what your capacity is set for, and then just honoring that.
Yeah. And then from just a video and podcast, YouTube and podcast perspective, because I do have several clients that I help manage that system, we have seen like difference in republishing popular episodes from a while back and rerunning those. They get the same amount of downloads. If it's evergreen content, it's still relevant. Sometimes we'll record like a short little new intro to just let people know that this is like a rerun episode, but some of our most popular content. So I think there's no shame in that game, especially because your pot, like I would even consider you doing for this podcast, because we know we have a lot more listeners than we did when we did our episode 2 in the day. But that content is still gold. You should go listen to it if you haven't already.
Girl, binge listen it. Yeah, so I completely agree with that. I think just to recap, really shoring up your systems when it comes to entering into your content systems, when it comes to entering into the summer space. I am all for batching, all for being proactive in your content capture now. Whatever makes your life easier. Don't listen to people that make it so chaotic. Enjoy the freedom that we are given as business owners.
Yeah. So the next topic or our final topic that we're going to be talking about is systems. Summer really is the perfect time to channel the motivation that you have to want to close the laptops and get out into the sun into optimizing your business systems. I often say when you are building systems, it requires a short-term squeeze for long-term ease. So yes, you are having to probably create a lot of new assets in your business, but you're going to be able to benefit from those marketing systems, operational systems that you're setting up now, if they're set up in the right way, for years to come. So I definitely recommend auditing all of your workflows in each pillar of your business, whether it be sales, marketing, operations, client delivery, at least once a year. And now in spring is as good a time as any to like spring clean the systems, go through each of your workflows, see if there's anything, for example, like in your client service systems, like we tend to want to over deliver as service providers. So is there any part of that delivery that is fat that can be trimmed where you can still deliver great results for your clients, but maybe it doesn't require as many deliverables, or can you optimize those deliverables? So we talked before about if you're having to do a lot of client training, maybe recording some of that training so that when you get on a call with clients, you're not having to get on as often. And when you do, it is more of a personalized approach rather than having to educate them about a generic topic. So that's one way with client systems that I can see. But also just looking at each step too, AI and automation have become like so far just in the last year of looking at each step in each of your workflows that can it be automated now? Or can you use AI to make this process? That is like something that I love to find those like little ways of like how we can tweak this so that like let the robots do all the work so we can just enjoy life. That's like one of my favorite things. I recently found like a way to schedule posts directly from Notion, and to repurpose stuff, it's like copy and paste now versus like download, upload, write, rewrite the caption a lot. And I know that's going to save so much time in my business.
I feel like I need to attend Jess boot camp, Jess systems boot camp, because this is not my zone of genius. And I'm getting into the space where I need to get myself out of the weeds a little bit more. And yeah, so Jess, I am going to need your services.
I just wanted to go through each system. So we talked about how to trim the fat on client management system. We talked about marketing systems already and a lot in our previous podcast episode. So if you didn't listen to that, go back and listen to it. But also operational wise, is there any calls that you could do without just for the summer as far as team meeting calls? That could be a way to save more time. So just revisiting each of those pillars and seeing what's working, where can we streamline, where can we optimize, doing like a full-on audit in your business.
Yes. Anything else for this episode?
I don't think so.
Okay, so for a quick recap, some ways to make your summer feel like actual summer vacation vibes: be more proactive in your planning, in your scheduling, attack your sales now, get into sales mode now to front load them so that you can protect any sales dips in the summer, really embracing a summer schedule, your clients will understand they want you to do it as well. They're taking more time off as well too. Next, moving into content creation, batch as much as you can. Take time off if you, from a capacity perspective, don't even want to batch. My business coach always says this. If I don't know that, like if I signed up for Target's emails and they don't send me an email for a month, I'm not going to be pissed off at them. So if you stop sending to your list for a month, then nobody is going to be outraged or anything like that. So just remove the shame from either not posting on social, not posting to your email list or whatever. And then last is really just embracing your system, shoring them up now so that you can embrace the summer vibes and energies as you go into it. Go and buy every single thing that Jess sells because it's so worth it. I am just going to hire her to do all my stuff because it really is genius when you see the how she works inside of Notion. Yeah, so get marketing system, sales system, service, fulfillment, like ops side of things, like really shored up now so that you can actually trust those systems in the summer.
All right. So if you enjoyed this episode, make sure you tune in and listen to next week where we will be discussing marketing it. I'm so excited. It's going to be a good episode. We're going to be talking about some marketing icks we're seeing and how to just avoid shady practices in the online space. If you found any of these tips or tactics helpful, make sure you share this episode with your business bestie so she can enjoy summertime with you too. And then make sure that you follow on your favorite platform, whether you're listening on Spotify or on Apple, so that you never miss an episode. We're also on Instagram and TikTok and YouTube. If you want to say hi and leave a review if you found this episode helpful, please. We love hearing from you guys. Until next week,
we're rooting for you.